org. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Here we go, guys. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and I have my little princess over here with me in the studio. Say hi, princess.
Hi, princess.
Okay. Well, I was just kind of thinking about that.
I wonder why you don't tell me that at home.
Well, because I'm on radio. This is public stuff.
Sorry.
So you
got to
put that persona on. And, of course, I'm totally kidding, friends. I am the same at home as I am on the radio. Is that true, wife?
That is very, very true.
It is. Okay.
I test.
Folks, for those that did not know, you're about to find out that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers wish to silence. They call themselves the pro-choicers. We are the patriots that the globalists despise. We are the Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, pictures, downloads, up-and-coming events, so on and so forth. We're going to be in North Carolina. My little princess will kick that off to you in just a couple minutes here. But again, friends, if you'd like to check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can go to Bradley Dean on Facebook, which is double E, Bradley Dean, D-E-A-N, two different websites, like them both. And if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, you can do that as well. That is Bradley Dean, one double E, Bradley Dean 1. Folks, when I'm saying Bradley Dean double E, I'm saying Bradley L-E-E. Okay? Just you talk. Just saying. Okay? Phone lines are accessible. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, my little pretty princess?
Well, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone
else's
head.
That's pretty thick, isn't it? Pretty princess now?
I'm writing all these things down.
Just wanted to make
sure. I'm going to keep it in my journal.
So you like that?
I like that. Pretty princess. You know, technically, I did mention this earlier this week, but technically my name does mean crowned one.
I do wish you had your own job, though.
I have a job.
Well, I'm saying because if you had your own job, then I could say you could buy me dinner for being so nice to you, especially on live radio.
I could buy you dinner with your own money.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Is that right?
Yeah, no, it's not. Okay, anyways.
Okay, well, we've got a few different things. Some highlights from this week of our wonderful comments. One came from one of the many different columns that you write for. This person said, Bradley, thank you for upholding the glory of God's word. No doubt we need revival in our country, but we especially need it in the church. To be bold in our faith, believers need the truth about the gospel of grace, Paul's message after the cross. Knowing the truth, the Bible gives confidence that believers are actually standing on victory ground. We're called to be overcomers, not succumbers, earned and paid for in full by Christ Jesus. Our Heavenly Father is always in control in His wonderful love, Robert. So that was a nice response from one
columns. One question. What did he say about after the cross?
He said the truth about the gospel of grace, Paul's message after the cross.
But that is the grace.
It is the grace and the cross.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Just want to make sure they're not one without the other.
That's right. That's not the sloppy, slippery grace.
That's
it's
right.
The cross-filled.
You were going to say the glace, right?
Glacier.
Honey, I love when people make mistakes because it makes me look bigger than you.
I never make mistakes. I thought I did once, but I was wrong.
Really?
Really.
See, this is witty radio.
Hey,
this is great.
I was
listening to the Sons of Liberty right now.
Yes, okay. Exciting. Right. And then we have...
Is this getting sloppy?
I don't just the glace.
Okay.
That was the only sloppy thing.
No, I was talking about me and you.
Oh, no, we're not sloppy. We're crisp.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sloppy like romantic, too romantic.
Oh,
and,
I don't think this is romantic at all.
Okay, good.
Okay. I think this is fun.
Fully conversation.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, Charles Norman said, our country needs you and your message. God bless you for what you are doing.
Cool.
There's
another
one.
Can't do without you, friends.
Amen. We're all in this together.
Yep.
We look at John Wood. He said, my friend, bring the heat. I found the program when you answered the End Times article was beautiful. Because truth is sweet. Truth works that way. Keep it up. My prayers were answered by this sermon. And we do want to say, that's what we pray for, is that people's prayers are answered through the ministry, just as we desire our prayers to be answered as well. So it's a blessing to be able to hear people's prayers being answered. Also, we have hit on many times this week about the change.org petition to blatantly attack our ministry, basically not having us in the state fair, as we are promoting love and truth, not hatred, the very things.
Love doesn't pull the cross away. And it doesn't flatter with the tongue, which spoils the soul. It openly rebukes sin for the purpose of the fact of converting the soul with the law in the hand of Christ in our preaching.
Absolutely.
Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7.
And our listeners know that, and they're hearing that. And the good thing is, one of the articles here, the Brenner Brief, you wrote an article on George Soros' funded website, attacks Bradley Dean's ministry, our ministry. We had a comment here on Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Annette says, love you guys. Keep up the faith. And Sally Weber said, I hope this attack encourages you to stay strong in the fight. It is a good fight.
It does.
Good fight of faith.
It shows you that you're in the fight. Hey, folks, the enemy always attacks hardest over the drop zone. So I get it, right? And if you read Psalm 27, David knew God was in the middle of it when he was being attacked.
That's right.
So it doesn't mean, you know, it's like a famous general once said. He said, and not one of them will get away. Or what about Dick Winters from the Band of Brothers when he was at Bastogne? And one of the guys that brought ammunition to him said, you're surrounded, sir. And Dick Winters, the 101st Airborne, said, we're supposed to be surrounded.
We're paratroopers.
That's right. That's what Christians are. We are supposed to be surrounded. Amen.
That's right. Fight the good fight of faith.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Blessed are you when all men shall speak evil of you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice, for great is your reward in heaven. And going with Sally, what Sally said, she said, stay strong in the faith. Way to tick off Soros is generally what
she was
saying.
Well, it's not really my objective to tick him off, but when the commandment comes, sin revives, and we already know who we are, but friends, or who those are, who our America's enemies are. We know that George Soros is an international criminal. We'll talk a little bit about that, but I also want to talk about Aaron Alexis, the Navy Yard shooter in D.C. as well. I want to talk about antidepressants, violent video games, and then we'll get over to this petition started by the change.org jokers, and we'll find out. Well, friends, again, it's all contrived. It's fiend. They're using fiend means to basically promulgate a lie. And I, from what I understand, their petition has a whole handful of people.
Absolutely.
So it shows you how ineffective they are, friends. And I guess I just found out, too, that this is the ninth time that they have protested me. And I'm trying to figure out why, but you'll understand why after hour two.
That's right. And we are very much so looking forward to Liberty Week coming up here. We're going to be in North Carolina. That's going to be an exciting week. We've got a lot of different things. Yours, well, moi, which would be
you. Well, which one do you like, me or moi?
I like... If you're speaking of yourself,
honey,
you
got 10 seconds.
All right, North Carolina, come visit us. Gastonia Tea Party. We're going to be in Rockingham, a bunch of different places. Ending off the week with a nice stadium event there in Richmond Senior High School in Rockingham, North Carolina.
Oh, cool. Folks, you got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Gold is like nothing else on earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The 1-877-807-9977. Jump in anytime that you feel that you need. Please stay topic, and we'll go for it. Folks, remember Aaron Alexis just last week, the Navy Yard shooter in D.C.? When this first took place, first of all, we're finding out that the SWAT team was told to stand down, which doesn't surprise me because the more people that are killed, see, it incites people to rage. And when they incite to rage, they're hoping for a response. The state-run media is that we need to get rid of the guns. See, they love this. But we're just finding out now that the SWAT team was told to stand down. By the way, the same thing they did with Columbine High School, for those that did not know. It's also interesting to know that Aaron Alexis, the Navy Yard shooter in D.C., loved violent video games. And now we're finding out what I said before it came out, friends, as usual. I told you that they're going to say and they're going to find that this individual was on some sort of antidepressants. And folks, for those that did not know, I'm about to highlight it for you so you do know that these antidepressants that are being prescribed to schools, and I'm going to get to that in just a minute here, they're dangerous. Psychotropic drugs, they're illegal drugs back in the 50s that the pharmaceutical companies have thrown together, and they're trying to set your kids up on a program called Teen Screen in public schools. And they'll set them up for the fall so the nurse can be there to prescribe a dangerous antidepressant drug. Well, we're finding out now that the shooter, Aaron Alexis, was not only mentally ill. That's the word. You got to be careful of the word mentally ill, friends, because when they're saying mentally ill, the pharmaceutical company's right behind it saying, hey, listen, hey, we need to prescribe drugs. We need to stop this, and this is the way to do it. You need our drugs. Okay? You got that much figured out? And, of course, I'm not trying to say that condescendingly. I'm trying to say that in a sense or condemn your thoughts. I'm just saying that, folks, you got to put two and two together because it always equals four. But Aaron Alexis, friends, is now found out to have been on antidepressant drugs, just like I knew he was going to be found out. Folks, ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. Dr. Edward C. Hamlin, founding member, Royal College of General Practitioners. He's no longer with us. But again, he said ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. One of the most celebrated battle rifle manufacturers, John Nevesky, who mysteriously died in a car crash in southern Oregon about 8 or 9 months ago after posting on Facebook about the link between psychotropic drugs and shootings. John Nevesky is one of a few prominent Second Amendment supporters to die in January under mysterious circumstances. Interesting. And less than a week before he died, Nevesky ended his Facebook post with, "What drugs was school shooter, supposed school shooter, Adam Peter Lanza on?" Remember that guy from Sandy Hook Elementary? Remember they couldn't put that story together? Neither. Folks, there's holes all over these stories when they come out. This was his last post, Nevesky's was. But respectfully, where John left off, I'll take over and give the American people the answers John and the American people are looking for, even if you don't know it. There's been a dramatic rise in the sale of antidepressants in the past decade alone. And according to the IMS Health, sales of antidepressants in the United States surpassed $11 billion in 2010 alone. Well, let me say that again, $11 billion in 2010. Antidepressants are one of the most commonly prescribed drug classes. 4 out of 5 physicians prescribing antidepressants are not even psychiatrists. And the drugs are increasingly being given for non-psychiatric uses. This dramatic increase in usage could possibly be in direct connection to the controversial, here it is, Teen Screen survey given to children as young as 9 years old in public schools. Teen Screen has been responsible for policing the mental health of students over the past decade. Check this, friends. More and more public schools have brought in the manipulative survey for children, setting them up for prescriptions, for example. One of the questions asked is, has there been a time when you felt you couldn't do anything well or that you weren't as good looking or smart as other people? Now, 2 out of the 3 I felt several times. Of course, the good looking part doesn't apply here. That's what my wife tells me all the time. I'm trying to be a little, trying to lighten the load here. But this is pretty serious stuff. Has there ever been a time when you felt you couldn't do anything well or that you weren't as good looking or smart as other people? Question mark. Another question on this test to set them up for the fall is, in the last year, has there been any situation when you had less energy than usual? Folks, I feel that way every day. In the last year, has there been any situation when you have had less energy than usual? Are you kidding me? No, I'm not kidding you, friends. Nearly 20% of the students who take the survey are then labeled mentally ill, which leads to a prescription. Listen to what I said again. Nearly 20% of the students who take this test, this survey, are then labeled mentally ill. Has there ever been a time when you felt you couldn't do anything well? Folks, that's why I need grace, because my righteousness is but filthy rags before a just and a holy God. I feel that way every day. Lord, thank you for perfecting that which concerneth you. Thank you that I wake up into thy image and thy likeness of your Son, Jesus Christ. That's why we need grace. We don't need prescriptions. We need the grace of Christ. And we need more of it, said Charles Spurgeon. Lord, give me grace. And more grace that I can keep your commandments better. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they would be saying. Has there been a time when you felt you couldn't do anything well or that you weren't as good looking or smart as other people? Another question, in the last year, has there been any situation when you had less energy than usual? Are you kidding me? And nearly 20% of the students who take the survey are then labeled mentally ill. They're setting them up for the fall, which leads to a prescription. Folks, by the way, this process is being sold as suicide prevention. However, the United States Preventive Service Task Force found no evidence that the screening for suicide risk reduces suicide attempts. No, but what you're about to find out is that antidepressants are also found guilty as charged for the effect of suicidal ideation. Yeah, you heard me right. I'll get to that in a minute. In the past generations, parents would train their children up in the ways that they should go, using the rod of correction, Proverbs 22, only to drive foolishness from the hearts of their children, while the pharmaceutical companies compete for the position contrary to that which God commanded. Hey, folks, do you remember the lady that pressed in and grabbed the skirt of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, the resurrected one, the one that sits at the right hand of the Father, who's alive forevermore? Blessed be his name. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember when she pressed in to grab a hold of him and she was healed instantly? Do you remember, right, that the Bible says that the physicians took all that she had? Empty promises, given me your money and I can give you the cure. Well, folks, they can't give you the cure, but Jesus Christ can, and he still does. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Friends, I am the Lord that healeth thee. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That means that the blind eyes are open. That means that the deaf ears are open. That means the lame walk and the withered limbs grow back. That means the lepers are cleansed. And that also means that he's going to blow you out of the grave if you belong to him in Jesus' name on that final day. He has not changed. Folks, doctors set people up for the fall. And hey, folks, the whole medical industry, for the most part, what do they sell? Fear. You see billboards everywhere. Fear of what? Sickness. You better get your test. You better get your survey. What are they constantly doing? You better get your colon checked. I mean, on and on and on and on. You better get your blood checked. They use fear, friends. Never take fear. Never take counsel from your friends. Never take counsel from your fears, friends. Never. Sorry about that. She was healed instantly. Remember Jesus? In another part of Scripture, he said to those, remember the Pharisees were looking at the sinners? Like, what's he doing hanging out with sinners if he's the Son of Man, if he's the Son of God? And Jesus looked at him and he said, those that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. He was giving you an analogy of your spiritual state. He was showing you how poor you were in the things of grace. He was showing you your destitution of righteousness that only he can give you by the blood of Jesus Christ. Yeah? Man, I'm having church on the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. We're going to come back and we're going to be talking about Aaron Alexis and the dangers of psychotropic drugs.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Friends, this is your country. It's time to stand up and fight for it. We can, hey friends, listen to me carefully. We can do this. Listen to me. We can do this. It's one nation under God for a reason. We can do this. 56 signers did this 237 years ago. 237 years later, we're still talking about what God did through less than 3% of the population. Friends, we can do this. Don't forget it. We're talking about Aaron Alexis, Navy Yard shooter, who I knew when this first took place was going to be found to be on antidepressants. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. He also loves violent video games. And guess what they want to do? They want to say it was the fault of the AR-15. It's the fault of the AR-15, which, by the way, had nothing to do with it. Folks, when you go into prisons across the country, I've preached in several of them. You don't see guns in the jail cells. You see people that made the choice to use a gun to commit a crime. But let's get back to the dangers of antidepressants, dangerous psychotropic drugs. ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. Last segment, I got down into the preach mode. Go. But right before that, I was talking, friends, about the teen screen survey where they're setting kids up for the fall. When they take this manipulative survey, they find, of course, without fail, nearly 20% of the students who take the survey are then labeled mentally ill, which leads to a prescription. Really? You think? And then it's being sold as suicide prevention. But if you look at the black box on these dangerous antidepressants, these dangerous psychotropic drugs, one of the side effects is suicidal ideation. Folks, you don't put out a fire with gas. You don't put out a fire by adding more gas to it. You get them away from it. And by the way, if you'd like to do a little homework, check out the Second to None. She's a friend of ours. Her name is Ann Blake Tracy online. She will tell you how to get off these dangerous antidepressants. Ann Blake Tracy. Go online, Ann Blake Tracy. Let's get back to this. Folks, in the meantime, pharmaceutical companies are raking in hundreds of millions of dollars a day while American students are being used as political and medical guinea pigs. They are. Folks, most people don't even realize that Obama is attempting to deputize the medical industry to screen the mental health of every American. Oh, and by the way, that's how they're trying to go after your guns, too. And you hear all these wise guys, these conservatives across America talking about they're mentally ill, they're mentally ill. Friends, they're falling hook, line, and sinker into the pharmaceutical company's propaganda machine. Get them talking about mental health. Get them talking about mental health. So let's get over to the antidepressants black box warnings. Are you guys ready for this? I don't think you are. Listen to this. When reading the antidepressant black box warnings, you'll see the side effects. Some of the side effects include, you ready for this? Confusion. Depersonalization. Hostility. Hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, and homicidal ideation. Folks, what drugs was Aaron Alexis on, the Navy Yard shooter in D.C.? He was on antidepressants. Let's go back to the shooter Adam Peter Lanza, the supposed school shooter. Remember the, how they made their parents out, or his parents out, to be preppers? They're trying to polarize preppers, by the way, friends. But let's go back to Adam Peter Lanza, the supposed school shooter from Sandy Hook. Louise Tambisco, a family friend of the shooter, and his mother told CBS News program 60 Minutes that Lanza was on medication and everything. I knew he was on medication, but that's all I know. What about James Holmes, the Aurora Batman shooter? Reporting newly released court papers, the Denver Post stated that police removed four prescription bottles and immunization records from Holmes' apartment days after the shooting. During the trial, the names of the medications were redacted for privacy reasons. You'll also see that same scenario played out concerning Columbine when Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold walked into the school and shot 12 students and one teacher. You know what they said? It was redacted for privacy reasons. No, let's call it for what it is. They're perverting judgment, friends. The judges are being bought off. They take a bribe. Oh, it's a bad place to put yourself. The Bible says we're not supposed to rest judgments. God is not a respecter of persons. It is God the Father through His law and making reference to His moral law that taught us that which to hate and that which to love. There's so many people that are, they're Christians and they love God, but they just don't hate what He hates and loves what He loves. That's interesting. Yet the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost when we're born of the Spirit, John 5:5 and John 3:3. Romans 5:5 and John 3:3. So the names of the medications were redacted for privacy reasons. Really? Okay, folks, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is your country. Get on board. This is how you do it. This is how you do it. Silence is destroying your country. What I see across this country is people that are hand in glove one another. They're unified. They're in on freedom. And the state-run media does not want you to know it, nor do they want you to see it. And the best way to let everybody know that you're in the fight for freedom, which is eternal vigilance, my friends, 1-877-807-9977. Let everybody know that you are a part of the fight. Well, Bradley, I think that you're taking this antidepressant thing way too far. No. Don't take it from me. Take it from the pharmaceutical companies who just got done naming on their black boxes all the side effects. Confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, and homicidal ideation. Remember the shooter, Alex Mr. Alex, or I'm sorry, Alexis, Aaron Alexis. Remember he said that he felt that someone was putting microwave signals into his body? Remember how he was hearing voices? Huh. Hallucinations. Delusions. Well, these are side effects of antidepressants. I didn't say it, friends. You know, all the high-profile shooters in schools, I bet you probably didn't know this neither. Kip Kinkle, age 14, killed his parents and went on a shooting spree at his high school in Springfield, Oregon, killing two and injuring 25. Bet you didn't know that. Nope, the state-run media forgot to tell you. He was prescribed Prozac. Jeff Weiss, folks in Red Lake, Minnesota, I did that high school assembly. I spent some time with the teachers that were in the school the day Jeff Weiss came in and shot nine people, including his grandparents. His grandpa was the sheriff. This was in Red Lake, Minnesota. Jeff Weiss killed nine people and then himself in that school. Oh, by the way, when we did that school, there was a fence around the high school. There was an armed guard at the door, and there was a metal detector before you could walk into the school. Yep, and there's security systems throughout all the schools. Yep, I'm beginning to see this more and more in public schools across the country. How's that working out for you, godless ones? Listen, if you're not going to be ruled by the word of God, then you're going to be ruled by the bayonets or dangerous antidepressants. Attention deficit. Blame the kid for the fact that he wants to be with his mom and dad? Huh. Eric Harris, age 18, from Columbine High School, shot 12 fellow students and a teacher. He had been taking Luvox. They tried to redact that too, friends. But Ann Blake Tracy just happened to be in the courtroom, and she was the one that came out of that courtroom and made it public what was really going on. Ann Blake Tracy. T.J. Solomon, a 15-year-old, wounded six at Heritage High School in Conyers, Georgia. He was on Ritalin. Chris Pittman, age 12, shot and killed his grandparents at close range and then set their house on fire. I'm sorry. He was on Zoloft. Nope, the state-run media forgot to tell you about that, too. Folks, it's all bought and paid for. Oh, the pharmaceutical companies, the medical industry, we know best. Yep, and how much are you getting paid for all that information you have? Jason Hoffman, at age 18, wounded two teachers and three students at Granite Hills High School. He was on Effexor and Celexia, two of them. Oh, folks, I've done juvenile detention centers. I remember in particular, I did one in South Dakota. And the crimes that these little kids committed, sexual crimes, 9 years old, 10 years old, 11 years old, setting houses on fire. And then they go into jail, and then they're prescribed antidepressants there, too. You know, a side note, it's interesting that I'll do alternative schools. Alternative high schools, friends. You know, where the kids just can't make it in regular public schools because, for the most part, they come from broken families. They need someone to love on them enough to discipline them, to lead the way in righteousness. You know, it's interesting, when you go to these alternative schools, they're worse in alternative schools. These kids are telling the teachers what to do instead of raising the level of expectation so the kids can rise to the level of that expectation. They lower it. Wow. Folks, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some more of these high-profile school shooters. And other shooters as well. Guess what they were on, friends? You got it, just like Aaron Alexis was just found out the other day to be on. 1-877-807-9977, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that laws have been passed that would allow the federal government to pick you up unknown to others, without legal advice, be held indefinitely, no one knowing where you can be located? The United States is fast becoming a dictatorship with no opposition. Another law that's making its way out of committee would revoke your citizenship even if they accuse you of being a terrorist. Is this what Americans want? Dictatorship? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Talking about the dangers of antidepressants, just found out, well, the people did, that Aaron Alexis, Navy Yard shooter, was on antidepressants. And of course, I had said that 4 or 5 days prior to the fact. I just knew it. But the first thing they do, friends, is go right after the guns. We're going to get to that in just a second here first. Or in a second here. But this first. Back to the school shooters. Corey Basgard, age 16, took 23 classmates and a teacher hostage at his Washington State High School. He was on Effexor. State-run media just failed to tell you about that. Elizabeth Bush, age 14, shot at fellow students in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, wounding one. She was on Prozac. I took some time and went down to Stillwater Prison in the state of Minnesota, and I met with a man. His name was Bradley Voorhees. He had shot his wife 21 times. No, I said 21 times, friends. Bradley Voorhees shot his wife 21 times. Bang, 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 bang. You think that's normal? 21 shots to kill his wife. He now spends the rest of his life in prison. He told me to my face, friends. I got it on video. My war. Bradley, I didn't know what I was doing. He had just gotten his Prozac prescription doubled by the doctor. All redacted, friends, conveniently. Men selling out their souls to gain the whole world, or so they think. until Judgment Day. And it may happen just a little bit quicker than you think. Life is but a vapor, isn't it? Folks, the pharmaceutical companies themselves even came to terms with it, because when you see the antidepressant packages, there is, again, a black box warning stating the dangers of antidepressants. One more. What about Virginia Tech, Cho Sung Pyo? He went on a shooting spree, and listen, friends, he killed 32 people in a gun-free zone, by the way, in Virginia. He was prescribed Prozac. Didn't hear about that. Nope, they had to try to go in zero and polarize the guns. We have to get rid of the guns. No, instead of arming the people to make sure that someone could have took this criminal out, they had to make sure that they blamed the gun. But what about the antidepressants that he was on? Huh, interesting. Mark Andre Gagne and Joel Lexgen, a longtime researcher of pharmaceutical promotion, performed a study which shows that the United States pharmaceutical industry spent 24.4% of the sales dollars on promotion versus 13.4% for research and development in 2004. That's almost twice as much money on pushing their drugs on the people than research to make it safe. So what's it about, friends? 24.4% of the sales dollar went to promotion versus the 13.4% on research and development in 2004. Aaron Alexis, Navy Yard's shooter in Washington, D.C., found to be on antidepressants. First they said he was mentally ill. First they said it was the AR-15's fault. Then we just found out recently as well, just to add to that, my friends, the SWAT team was told to stand down, let him do as much damage as he can do first so we can incite the people to rage, so we can go again after the guns. As this administration is arming your enemies and attempting to disarm the American people. We also found that Aaron Alexis loved violent video games. Bet you didn't know this. Folks, there's a game called Columbine Massacre. Yes. Forget about the 12 kids that were shot down in that school that day. Folks, this game asked players to play the role of two killers who went into their school and killed their fellow classmate and teachers. When players engage in battles, enemies are named by stereotypes of occupation such as preppy girl, janitor, math teacher, and jock type. Huh. Once a battle starts in Columbine Mass occur, these are the games that kids play today, it is impossible to avoid or escape. The player must kill the enemy or die, and once they die, they then find themselves in hell fighting demons and ends with Satan congratulating them for their victories. You know, isn't it interesting? You hear all these people say, man, I'm going to be in hell with my friends. Oh, really? You might want to read some of the accounts of those that are in hell and what they would do to get out of hell. But the Lord says, nope, too late. You didn't believe me on the other side. Remember? Remember the Lord said prevention is better than cure? Remember Jesus said, church, that if you don't want to listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead? You lawless antinomianists? Yeah. Another game, by the way, Eric Harris, one of the shooters at Columbine High School, he loved the game Doom 2. The player takes the role of an anonymous space marine who has proven too tough for the forces of hell to contain. He fights a bloody battle with demons on Earth after a previous battle with them in hell. They love to magnify the works of the enemy, don't they, friends? Let me tell you something, friends. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. It was the cross that defeated the enemy of this country. I'm sorry, of the souls of men and this country, which is called to be the light of the world. Spoiling principalities and powers. Look at how they magnify the enemy. Satan, the devil, and everybody, oh, they just downplay the works of the enemy like it's no big deal. Well, that, you know what? That's fine. Let's not downplay it, but let's also keep in mind that the enemy of your souls acts as a roaring lion. But I want to remind you of something here, friends. My big brother, the captain of my salvation, he is not as a roaring lion. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah. We don't magnify a defeated enemy, but I'll tell you what they do in these games. See, because the enemy wants to work through fear, because fear paralyzes, friends. Faith does just the exact opposite. It overcomes the world, and it inherits all that the Father pleases to give us in Jesus' name. You know what would be happening right now, folks, if I was in a black church? Grand Theft Auto is another game that these kids are sold. And by the way, Supreme Court justices, say they, as a bunch of demigods, black-robed tyrants, is really what it comes down to for the most part. They said it's not a permissible objective for the kids to learn the Ten Commandments. Like, thou shalt not kill. No, let's teach them how to kill. And then they come in later on and they say it's freedom of speech. As if to say that we have freedom to go ahead and violate God's given law. Common law. Read the Declaration of Independence. Not. Hey, just saying. Not. The Grand Theft Auto game includes constant graphic violence and sexual situations. In this game, in past versions, players could reenact having sex with a prostitute, beating her bloody body, taking her money, and running her over with the car, shooting at police officers. I got friends that are cops' friends. I got friends that are cops' friends, and I just don't like it, you know? These guys are laying their stuff down, their lives, for the good of the American people. Let's stand behind good cops, yeah? But they're teaching kids through these games to shoot at police officers. And you can also access a code easily on many internet sites, having a realistic sexual encounter on screen, complete with audio and commentary. Hey, folks, why do kids rape? Why do they commit violence? Why do they shoot at cops? Who's teaching them how to do this? But it's free speech, say they who sit under Moses and the Ten Commandments, where it says justice is the guardian of liberty. Injustice is the promulgation of injustice. Just completely the opposite of their purpose do they enact, friends. And the American people sit back and allow them to do it. JFK Reloaded. Here's another game that kids are playing. The player assumes the view of Lee Harvey Oswald, the supposed shooter of John F. Kennedy, on the sixth floor of the Texas Book Depository. As the motorcade drives through Dealey Plaza, the player can do however he or she pleases, whether to shoot the president or the people around him. Check this. The game makers hosted a competition. The goal was to attempt to replicate the assassination of John F. Kennedy as closely as possible. On February 22, 2005, Stephanie Krupa, a user living in France named Major Koenig, named after Erwin Koenig, a famous sniper, won the competition prize of $10,712. Good for them. Folks, they're teaching kids how to commit the crimes under the guise of free speech. They teach them how to commit the crimes, and they're right there to put them on drugs and attempt to take away their guns. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Hold up for hour two, 1-877-807-9977. You got Bradley Dean here. Be right back.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy, mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.